When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Last night I was making supper, cooking chicken. I put the chicken in my mouth too quickly.
And too hot.
Burnt my tongue, and I'm still dealing with it today.
Just your tongue?
Yeah, just my tongue.
Not the roof of your mouth.
Not the roof of my mouth.
The worst is when you burn the roof of your mouth. Yeah, you get the strings hanging down.
The worst.
They're trying to pick it off with your tongue.
When you just finally stick your hand in.
And when you eat like hot cheese and it sticks to it, like a hot pizza pop.
Oh, yeah, that hurts. I thought you were going to talk about like melting cheese on a plate and eating it that way.
Do you do that?
No, not in years.
I did, though. I used to. Yeah,
I haven't done that in years.
Sure.
I maybe do that sometimes.
And just get grease around it.
Oh.
Just so greasy.
You get it nice and crispy cheese around the edges.
Oh. Well, we're not microwaving it at that point. At that point, it's going into the oven.
No, it still gets kind of crispy and hard around the edges in the microwave.
Man, how long are you microwaving your cheese for?
Long enough.
I guess so. That seems ridiculous.
It seems delicious.
And everybody listening right now, if you're saying, oh, these guys are crazy microwaving cheese. Really?
Have you microwaved cheese? Judge us.
Yeah, you probably just put it on chips or something, fancy pants.
Cheese on chips? Oh, like I see what you're saying.
Like nachos. You melt it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Fancy pants.
Put it on a plate sometime. Live on the edge.
Sure.
Get a heart attack that way.
Chad and Evan Daly.
It's important to have goals.
Mm-hmm.
And this young lady, she has some goals.
I left my boyfriend and I've been traveling for 10 days and I've slept with 22 people in 10 days. My goal was 20 and I just hit 22 this morning. It's 1 p.m. now here in Paris and I need to check out because I'm going home. Mm-hmm. I really doubt I'm going to get another one on the board, either on the plane or like on my layover. So I think 22 is where we're going to cap it out. But how did I go?
You know, this is one to grow on, kids. You have to.
There'll be something growing.
You have to have a defined goal, okay? And
she beat her goal, though.
Yeah, she did. That's what I'm saying. So she's a role model, really.
Yeah. I don't care about why should I?
Yeah.
But two, good for her.
She's having fun.
That's just it. That is absolutely. And she said people.
Yeah, 22 people, not 22 guys. And that's another thing, too.
She's not limiting herself.
That's important here.
Very important.
You have to have options.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have options if you're going to set a goal like that. So
good for her.
Again, she split with her boyfriend, and then she traveled the world.
Well, Paris, anyway.
Well, that's traveling the world to me.
Right.
So she sleeps with 22 people.
Uh-huh.
People on vacation. Now, I hope she bathed.
Okay? Well, you would think so.
And also, it's very important to know that there might have been multiples at a time.
Yeah.
Like
it's
the
train.
The accomplishment may not be that. It might not be that amazing if it were 22 people at once, like an eyes wide shut situation.
And that could very well be. Could have went to a club. There's those kinds of clubs in Paris.
Chad and Evan Daly.
I understand this is country music news, but that doesn't really matter because it's drinking music and it's party music. And the world of music is mourning the loss of Toby Keith today. Hanging out at any country bar.
That's right.
You're hearing beer from a Hershey's.
For horses.
You're hearing...
As good as I once was.
Red Solo Cup.
How do you like me now?
How do you like me now?
And he used to sing it like that, too.
And he used to sing it like that, too, right?
Yeah.
How do you like me now?
Anyway, the video for it, too.
He sang it a lot better.
Oh, way better.
But passing away at the age of 62 from stomach cancer. He 18 months ago, he said that he was diagnosed with it, and he's been performing of late, too.
Right.
And, I mean, he's looked unwell, but, I mean, the guy's battling
stomach cancer.
Yeah. Anyway, his family was there when he passed away. They say, he fought a courageous battle and
right till the end.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, like, and I think it was only a couple of weeks he was performing, a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, really?
He was performing shows in Las Vegas. So it wasn't that long ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
But about a little less talk and a lot more action. That's another damn good song from Toby Keith.
Have we said should have been a cowboy?
I don't even know if we've said that one. There's so many good songs.
Should have been a cowboy.
Yeah, that's a great
song. I'm sorry. I can't not sing it without that country twang to it, right?
Right, right.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, it's sad, sad news. Anytime any musician passes away, right?
Like
last year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But last year when we had Sinead O'Connor, right? Of course we're going to talk about that.
Sure.
But it's a big name in music. It doesn't matter if you're a rock fan or a pop fan or
and let's not forget
whatever. It's
at one point he had a killer mullet.
One of the best.
Like way back?
Like
he had the curly long hair.
Great mullet. You look at Who's That Man from 1994? The mullet from that video? Unbelievable.
Legendary.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So this guy, yuck, did you crack your knuckles?
No, that was my computer sounding of someone dropping a bag of carrots.
No, that was you cracking your knuckles. It's gross. So a guy by the name of John on social media. He's posting...
That's quite the handle.
Yeah, he's posting videos of himself, and they're going viral. Since January 19th, he has been eating raw chicken online every day.
Yeah.
Raw chicken. Like, he just grabs a chicken breast and eats it.
Yeah.
On camera. Why? So, if you don't know this, you're not supposed to eat chicken
but
raw.
has he gotten sick yet?
That's the thing. He says he hasn't gotten sick, and he said he's going to do it until he gets sick.
Now, because I haven't watched any of the videos because I think they're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Is he eating the whole chicken breast or just a bite?
No, he's eating the chicken breast. Yeah. Indeed.
That is disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. He says he does things that he likes to do things that people tell him not to do.
Hmm. Oh, just living on the edge, this guy, eh?
Yeah. Why don't you go play out in traffic there, buddy?
Yeah. This.
Oh, wait, no. Wait. Don't play out in traffic, John. Don't play out in traffic.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So you've heard the name Nostradamus before?
Yeah, a rapper from the 90s.
So he was around in the 1500s, and he actually had a book of 942 predictions.
942? That's,
You know, you could just start writing stuff at that point.
Yeah. But did he predict?
But here's the thing. He actually predicted the death of Queen Elizabeth II.
Well, I mean,
Queen Elizabeth,
she was old.
The second will die circa 22.
Oh.
At the age of around 96. So so he made that prediction back.
And he said that in the 1500s.
Yeah, 1555, I do believe, Chad.
Okay.
Well, now, get this. He wrote, drama could be on the cards for the royal family in 2024, saying the king may be driven out by force. Now, you can take that for what it is. King of the Isles, driven out by force, replaced by one who will have no mark of a king. So people are analyzing all of this because they disapproved of his divorce. A man who later they considered unworthy. Uh-huh. The people will force out the king of the islands. A man who will replace who never expected to be king. So, because back in the day when it came to divorce, right, it was just a very big no-no in the royal family.
Well,
right?
And who will never expected to be king in the way that he waited forever and ever to be king.
That's the thing.
And then he was just diagnosed with cancer yesterday.
So he has predicted that the king may be abdicated with Prince Harry possibly taking up the throne. No, I don't think so. He's actually fifth in line to take up the throne. So
yeah, like I think the family dog gets to be king before
he does.
I think
pretty much anybody can
be king. I'm pretty sure you could be king before
Harry. So here's the thing. There is ties between the Baron family and the royal family. No, seriously. It goes back generations, Chad. Generations.
Okay. No, explain more.
Well, I mean, like, I don't have it in front of me.
Of course you don't.
But there is, yeah. It goes back to a guillotining of a family member way back in time. Like, so he was set to marry a queen.
Uh-huh. Right.
Of the royal family.
Sure.
Right? Part of the royal family.
Right. No, keep
but
digging.
But then he was guillotined.
Yeah, keep digging.
He was guillotined, Chad.
His head was removed from his body. That part of the story, but carry on.
His mouth was moving for 22 seconds after his head had been chopped off. And he said, I love you, my queen. That's what his mouth was said to be.
Chad and Evan Daly.
If you give people the opportunity to be stupid, they will be stupid.
Yep.
So Apple, of course, came out with their Vision Pro.
For a mere $3,500, you too can look like an idiot.
Yeah, their headsets. These ones, like, you can see through them, though, right? So you can see what's going on in the world around you.
Right.
While you wear them.
But, okay, so we have the, whatever it is, the one...
You've got the Meta ones?
The Meta ones, yeah, okay. We have that. Yeah. And they're cool. You know, they're fun.
Yeah, sure.
In the comfort of your own home.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be wearing these things out and about.
Well, people are wearing them while walking down the street, these Vision Pros.
Yeah.
Or even more stupidly... They are wearing them while they're driving.
Yes.
People are, especially, they've noticed that people are in their Teslas putting it on self-drive mode. And then they're putting on their Apple Pros and playing games.
$3,500 plus $200 for an extra battery pack. You can buy the extra battery pack for these.
Of course, yeah.
This is a terrible idea. And actually, there's rumors now that Apple is giving some, like, influencers, if you will, free ones to walk around ritzy neighborhoods so that people have FOMO. So they will be going out and buying them.
Oh.
So there is rumors of that going around right now.
Right.
But there are a lot of Apple nerds out there that would be out there, would go and buy these on day one.
Yeah, well, listen, people walking with these on the streets, let them. It's called natural selection.
Now, this is
we need more of it.
We do. You're right. But this is a real world episode now of Black Mirror. If you've ever watched that show on Netflix, this is what it is.
Well, and just letting you know, you too can watch Black Mirror on Netflix with your Vision Pros while you walk around.
Chad and Evan Daly.
You and I will be leaving for Phoenix Thursday.
What time are you picking me up?
Okay, so hold on. Our flight is at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Supposed to be there 2 hours before.
Well, I mean, ish. I'll probably pick you up at like 4:30.
Yeah, like that would probably be okay.
4:45?
I mean, like, let's be there at like 6 o'clock.
No. 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 We're not going to be at the airport at 6 a.m.
Yeah, I like to stress you out. You seem to me like you're going to be a nervous traveler. Like,
I'm not a nervous traveler. No.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daly. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.